Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A very common misconception which is found amongst Muslims regarding the Islamic political system is that people generally think that the Islamic political system has to be called Khilafah and the Muslim ruler has to be called the Khalifa. Now, it needs to be clarified here that these two terms hold no religious significance. They are two very common Arabic words. Khilafah in Arabic is an Arabic word and means the political system. And Khalifa is also an Arabic word which means the ruler. So therefore, there is no sanctity in adopting these two terms as the political terms of Islamic political system. It is up to us whether we adopt these terms or not. In other words, the Quran has in no way obligated us, it has in no way made it mandatory upon us to adopt the term Khilafat or Khalifa. However, what it has made mandatory upon the Muslims is that they must understand that the system of government of the Muslims or the Islamic political system is based on consultation, which means that the elected representatives and the Muslim ruler must be brought into existence. They must be elected by the opinion of the majority. In other words, people who enjoy the confidence of the majority shall be elected. The words of the Quran are Amruhum Shura Bainahum, which mean that at all costs the system of government of the Muslims has to be based on their consultation. It is upon their consultation, it is through their consultation that the Muslim ruler and other representatives of the state have to be appointed. Now, it is, as I said, there is absolutely no religious significance of the term Khalifa or Khilafat. It is up to us whether we adopt these terms or whether we abandon them. It is absolutely our own prerogative in this regard. A very interesting story is recorded by Ibn Sa'd, one of the earliest historians, who says that when the Prophet passed away, his successor, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was called the Khalifatul Rasulullah, which meant successor to the Prophet, or the successor of the Prophet in religious affairs. And when he also passed away, people called Umar as Khalifatul Khalifatul Rasulullah, which meant the successor of the successor of the Prophet. So, and when Usman came to power, people thought that they would start calling him Khalifatu Khalifati Khalifati Rasulullah, which meant the successor of the successor of the successor of the Prophet. So, this would be a very cumbersome title to give to the Muslim ruler. So, therefore, they abandoned this whole term and they just stuck to the term Khalifa. This whole episode itself shows that the word Khalifa has no religious significance. As I said, it is a very common Arabic word. We can adopt this word for the Muslim ruler and we can abandon it. We can just use, for example, the English word ruler for that. Or in any other language, whatever word is appropriate for the Muslim ruler, that word can be used. So therefore, it has to be it needs to be clarified that the word Khalifa and Khilafat, they have no religious significance. They have no religious sanctity. If we want, we can adopt these terms. If we want, we can use some other appropriate terms to convey these concepts. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ